produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's here at Nurture by Natasha Radio. Lord, bless every household that is here. Lord, bless every child that is under the sound of my voice. Touch every parent, Lord God. And Lord, you know what they stand in the need of. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Great day, everyone. Welcome to Nurture by Natasha, where here we help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Hopefully many of you are having a great, amazing day so far. And so today we're going to be talking about your temple, right? Your temple. And why your temple is so super important. We know that during the summer months when the kiddos are out of school and so many things that we do sometimes, right? And the cookouts and all the different festive things that we do on a month-to-month, that sometimes in the summertime, we can kind of put on some extra pounds, even in the midst of some of the winter months as well. And so I wanted to come in and just to share 5 ways to honor your temple. And so listen, if you heard your phrase, your body is your temple, what really comes to mind? Think about that for a minute. What really comes to mind when you think of that? And for me, it would, you know, really relate to, for me, would be food, right? The first thing that would come to my mind would be food, right? Because it's nothing like some good savory eating. But we got to nurture ourselves in the midst. And so how to feed our body, that's how it grows as well as it thrives. And so what we put in, it reflects in the midst of us having acne, us having different inflammations and things that's going on with our body. And so when we feed it junk, it leads to our body's destruction. Many of you may know loved ones that, you know, have diabetes, and it just means that their pancreas is working a little bit harder because their body is not able to break down the different starches and the different things to produce the natural insulin that your body produces. And so, you know, when we don't take care of our temple, it can definitely ruin it. And if you know anyone that have diabetes, right, we know that it can lead to high blood pressure, cholesterol, and a host of other things. And we just definitely don't want that for you. And listen, for those of you that are in the African American communities, as well as in the Latino communities, listen, we definitely got to take care of our temples. It's super, super important. And so, but understanding sometimes that, you know, we do wander off and wander away from the things that we know that is really great for us. And listen, parents, we often, you know, get the kiddos to eat things that sometimes we don't even eat because of the way that they taste. And listen, let's be real. Sometimes the childhood traumas of some things, right? Because I was one that I didn't like asparagus growing up. I just didn't like the way it looked. I was like, who cut these trees and put them on my plate? I'm really not into them. And still till this day, I'm really not big on eating peas. My motto is peas are for plucking, right? So hilarious, but I definitely don't like peas. But I can definitely eat them like in a stew or something like that because it camouflages them. And so in the midst, we have to really, really take pride into our temple in the midst. And so when we drift away from the Lord, a cycle of wandering all over the place, right? Because not only in the midst of not eating well, it hinders our way of thinking because it clouds our thinking. And listen, our gut is the core of us, right? Even though God is the core of us as well, don't get me wrong, but talking about our temple, our physical being of us. And so in the midst, we have to definitely take the time to know our temple in the midst and knowing what will upset our stomachs, what will cause acne to break out, and what will cause some of those joints to stiffen up, right? And so we know the guy Arthur. Many of you probably don't know him yet. I'm grateful I don't either. But, you know, arthritis is a thing that sometimes, you know, it really, you know, plagues us. You know, growing up, you would hear your grandmoms or the elders say, you know, I know it's about to rain because my Arthur is acting up. And so God gifts us with the best food ever. And so listen, take some time to get into your grocery stores, get into the marketplace. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to pull out your phone and take a look at some of the herbs that are there and how can we accumulate them in our household, right? And how can we put them into our foods? So listen, one of my favorite amazing spices that I love, well, I'll tell you two, that is my top two favorite that I absolutely love, absolutely keep it in my freezer all the time, is turmeric. Turmeric is one, right? Many people don't like it because it turns the food yellow or some sort of color that they just don't like. And it looks kind of funny, but I'll tell you, it really doesn't have a taste, okay? And so turmeric has some really, really great benefits. And one of those is weight loss. Y'all, weight loss is one of the things of turmeric, okay? And so according to different studies, turmeric can also help with inflammation, right? Turmeric can help with inflammation that is going on. And so it's been used for centuries throughout the Indian, the color of to flavor the great amazing dishes. And turmeric definitely aids in the member of the ginger family, which brings me to my next favorite is ginger. And ginger is a bright orange with the turmeric and the different principles of it. It definitely helps with anti-inflammatory. And so turmeric has some great, great, amazing things that can really, really help and aid in the body, right? It can reduce the inflammation, as I stated. It also has different antioxidant properties that is really, really great. And guess what? As we age, sometimes many of us, we can go off and forget what it is that we need to get. And so it also promotes brain health, and it also can help prevent cancer, which is super, super great to know, right? In the midst of all the things. And it also, the last thing is it can help to promote blood sugars, which we were talking about diabetes. And so it helps with so many wonderful different benefits in the midst of the things that it helps us with. And so listen, we got to govern our temples. We got to govern our temples in the midst, right? We got to govern our temples in the things that it is that we do. And so one of the things in the midst of guarding our temple is, how do I treat my body like a temple? How do you treat your body like a temple? I'm so glad you asked. And so it means to honor and respect the body of God that he has created for you. Christians believe that the Spirit of God lives within the body, house, and the Holy Spirit. So to keep the healthy temple, it's important to eat healthy foods and get the right amount of sleep and exercise. And so our next broadcast that we're going to be talking about is lack of sleep. Lack of sleep, right? How many of you, you know, out there, I see you maybe saying, you know, those hot flashes and different things that really, really keeps me up. My mind may even be wandering in the midst. And so sometimes it can definitely start in the gut of some of the things that make and upset our stomach that causes us to toss and turn. And so we need to give respect and love and care that it deserves each and every day. food and how it relates to the body is super important because the body is the temple. And so if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 31, it says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So the short answer to the question is feed your body the right way. And trust me, it will truly, truly thrive. But feed it with junk and it will give you the exact opposite of that. And so why should you treat your body like the temple? Listen, I just told you 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. Do you not know that your body are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? Right? You are not the owner. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God's body. You were bought with a price by the blood of Jesus. And through his faith and him having new life in you, right? You can definitely honor the temple that he gives us. We only get one body to live in. And so it's super important to definitely to treat our bodies right. And so, you know, in the midst of these last couple of months, we discovered that my husband's heart wasn't so great. Right. He had a heart murmur at an early age. And it's super important to go to your doctors. Right. To definitely get checked out and get a thoroughly physical each and every year. And knowing your numbers is so super important to do so. And so as a young guy that he is, not even 45 yet, you know, he had to have open heart surgery and it happened all so quickly. And so he went and they realized that his heart was not pumping the way that it should. And so instead of it going boom, 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 it was going boom, boom, shh, boom, boom. And the blood was just constantly running. Now, listen, let me tell you, God works in mysterious ways and through people to put them in the place to help you to live a long, prosperous life. So he has a new heart. He got his valve, valve had snapped. And so he got that valve fixed. In the midst. And so he's doing absolutely, absolutely superb in the midst of just daily life, right? But you got to definitely take the time out to love on yourself. Take the time to ask the questions that's needed in the midst. And so 5 steps in to doing what's right to love on you, right? The first step is real love. God loves you each and every day. That's where real love comes from. It doesn't come from food. It doesn't come from someone giving you the love, right? We can love on each other, but a love that God gives you is an agape love. It's a love that you can't even wrap your arms around. And that's some serious stuff, right? So in 1 John chapter 4, verses 8, 1 John chapter 4, verses 8, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And listen, the world would be such a more greater place if more would just share real love, right? God is the embodiment of perfect love. Even in the midst of all the things they've done to him throughout his life journey and the 33 years that he was here, he wasn't loved all the time, but he continued to even give love for even those that turned their backs on him. And so your food doesn't hug you, it doesn't embrace you, and it truly doesn't listen to you. But listen, you're listening to, you know, the food calling you sometimes, right? I understand. I love a good, good meal. And so listen, we got to show ourselves some real love. Get up and get our bodies moving. Get on the treadmill, walk a little bit. If you're able to just turn the TV on or maybe even just to sit in your chair in your quiet moments when you're meditating and maybe do some leg curls. And do some things that's going to definitely help you. And so we need to realize what real love is and who the source of the real love is. Because I'm so grateful that he loves me and all my roles, right? We may not all be perfect in the midst of what we look at in the mirror, but God made us just exactly how he wanted and designed us, how he wanted us to be. So recognize that God loves you. The number one reason people eat is for comfort, love, companionship, and sometimes even that emotional fulfillment in the midst. And so you can truly understand the depth of God's love. Food is truly no comparison, okay? The second thing is real food. What is real food? Listen, y'all, when you go to different countries, I visit Jamaica, I visit Belize and some other countries in the midst of getting out and seeing the world a little bit. Listen, it's some more great, amazing countries on my list to definitely to travel to. But some of these countries you visit and you'd be amazed of some of the things that may be right in your city, right in your state, right in your country that you don't find anywhere else. I love Jamaica because, you know, it's so much great, amazing food that's there. It's fresh, right? You get fresh food. And I love the fact that they don't waste food. They feed it back to their livestock. And so I'm here in the United States of America, and the fact that you got bottled soda that has all of these carbohydrates and different things that's in them, full of a lot of sugar and all of those things, chips and things that's going to definitely help stick to your ribs a little bit and maybe even stick onto some places, right? And so God is very clear all throughout the scripture that certain foods were created for our enjoyment and nourishment. And so I'll definitely be coming back to share some of those things with you. So when man tries to intimidate and alter the design, we become a part of the disease process. And so many things, as I tell my 17-year-old, of things inside the store, what makes them so new? Let's do our research. Why are we bringing those things home? You know, the different dyes and different things. And sometimes even with the FDA. Now, listen, I'm no food analogist or a chemist in the midst, but we can all contest to the fact that it's a lot of things out here that is killing off our organs. And so we have to truly, truly feed it with the blueberries, the strawberries, and the other different fruits and vegetables and greens and this, you know, the fruit of the world that he puts out there. Right? He even grew some great, amazing things. And don't skip the important steps that is very important and God desires to show you. All you got to do is just ask. And sometimes in the midst, you know, we don't know the things that our temple really needs or the things that are out there that can really, really help. I was in an international food store the other day and came across this leaf that it helps with aiding in the digestive system, of helping if, you know, you have a slow digestive system. And so it's super important to know the different leaves that you can, you know, steep as teas. And it's going to really, really aid in helping you, right? Like I said, it may not all taste so great. And sometimes we got to leave out the sugar as well as that honey, even though it's natural, because sometimes it slows down our digestive system. And so getting to know yourself is so super important, of taking the time to write out your things that you have learned about you. And that way, when you go and talk to your doctor, you can help the doctor to nurture you back to where you need to be. And sometimes we got to take some matters into our own hands. I'm not a doctor here at all. But in the midst of sometimes taking certain these medications, sometimes depending upon, you know, your taste and what it is that you want for you and your loved ones, is doing your homework, right? And so step three is real hunger. Are you truly hungry, or are you just eating just because, right? Because some of us, we can be in a house and we can be bored in the midst of where we are. And maybe, just maybe, it's an office meeting today and they always bring in these cookie platters and all of these great, great, amazing things. And you find yourself just at your desk and just always eating and sitting, right? Sometimes many of us, we get a 30-minute lunch break. Take some time to take a walk, right? Maybe take some fruit or something, depending upon your sugar numbers and all of that, right? Because I say your numbers are so super important. And so just because others are eating, or that food looks super amazing, you have the habits to clean your plate. And sometimes it's not good. Sometimes we have to find a happy medium of what time of day are we going to stop eating, right? In the midst. And not eating so late and then laying down, and we're allowing our pancreas and things to work a little harder in the midst, right? And then many of you, if you don't know, it takes 7 days for meat to clear out your system. And so, you know, getting some greens in there and some other great things. And so it's super important to ask yourself, right? The worst time to go shopping at the market or whatever the case may be is when you're hungry, right? Because you're eating everything or waiting too long to eat. And hunger is when you have not eaten at least 3 hours preferably four. Our body sends signals that are below the neck, stomach growls, plus other signals, right? So we got to be aware of these signals. Are we really hungry? We eat because we're pure hungry. Our body will take those nutrients and use them completely without needing to add storage to your bag. And so, listen, y'all, we don't want these storage pockets, right? Because we want to, you know, everybody's not meant to be Barbie or Ken and all these different people that, you know, we see that they think that everybody should be skinny as a pencil, right? Because we all have different culture dynamics and different things of that nature. And so, listen, a lot of the things that we have going on with us is cultural, right? Because grandmom cooked with lard and, you know, fried all of these things over the years, and food is just not the same anymore. And so it's the way that we eat, right? Culturally, it's the way that we eat. And, you know, the food is so good and we got to get a little bit of this because auntie made some of this and cousin made some of this. And so, you know, we can't make our temple a landfill in the midst of filling ourselves up, right? And so real satisfaction is the new experience to learn. Be satisfied with a meal or a snack means stopping before you stuff yourself. So many of us, some of us will eat till we're just so miserable. And listen, if you got to unroll and unbutton a button, then listen, you have truly eaten too much. Listen, I'm no one here to judge because listen, I told you, I love some good food. Love some good food. And so this step alone is the most people need to lose at least 10% of their fat and becoming leaner. Of knowing, you know, do you have the different food things on your plate? You got your protein. Do you have your veggies? Do you have your starch and all the things that you need to keep the temple going, right? That's going to fuel you and give you energy, but not weigh you down. So if food is wearing you down, then listen, sometimes it may just be the wrong food for your system. And so definitely it takes real commitment to regaining your temple, right? You need to make it an everyday thing to maintain your healthy relationship with food, not just after Thanksgiving, the New Year, or Kwanzaa, or Hanukkah, and all the other things and holidays and other festivities that we share. And listen, birthday parties, retirement parties, and all those things. And listen, even some of those holidays that we just got together and just did because we just love hanging out with family and good friends. And so, you know, choosing some better alternatives in the midst that still can be really savory. Like even in the midst of, listen, I love pizza, but I don't love the red sauce. The red sauce doesn't love me. And so, you know, maybe taking and making the crust a cauliflower or maybe even a broccoli crust. And if you're not lactose intolerant, then, you know, adding some cheese in there and baking it and then putting some great things on top, right? We got to get into those seasonings, y'all. It's some good seasonings out here. We got to commit to ourselves to see food as a gift from the Lord, a gift that should not be abused but cherished. Yes, the holidays and the birthdays, y'all, they are the ones that get us. And have less shame in reproving your relationship and losing body weight. It's super important to definitely to take the time to acknowledge your body weight. Everything just falls into place and your life becomes more harmonious in the midst. And so we have to definitely get ourselves aligned in, right? More ways to honor the temple. We got to definitely honor our temple. It is super important to do just that. And so listen, I want to leave you with this amazing, amazing song that I want to leave you with here on today. Hopefully it blesses you in the midst. You listen, y'all. Don't beat yourself up in the midst of taking care of your temple. Some of us have thyroid problems and some other different things that makes it, and listen, even age, y'all, kind of slows down our digestive system and things of that nature. But truly, get in tune with you, love on you a little bit more, and allow God to use the gifts of his good old natureness that he has going on with our different herbs and different things that he has planted here to grow. Get into your cabinets and learn the different spices and things and how effectively they can be inside of your lifestyle. And so listen, my name is Natasha here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Have a great day, everyone. And listen, take some time to follow us on Facebook over at Nurture by Natasha, as well as Instagram over at Nurture by Natasha as well. Be blessed.
This life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. So much you have given, I know much is required. So I surrender my will, and I surrender my desire. In love, my devotion is true. In love, I want to glorify you. This body is your temple. Let my life be pleasing to you. In my place, and I will offer up this life in the
by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.